Indigestion in the oil markets in the face of even more supply. From APM in New York, I'm Matt Nesta with the Marketplace Midday Update. We start with oil, as it is again the day's top story and top mover. Crude prices have shed about 2% as traders try to get their heads around the idea of more supply coming on the market by way of Iran. That is, if negotiators are able to break an impasse over the country's nuclear program. For more, let's bring in Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company. Thanks for joining us, Julie.
Morning, Matt.
So what about this Iranian supply and sanctions? Is it actually going to happen?
It very well could happen. But the biggest problem is oil prices are going to be driven almost exclusively by the political situation. You've got a lot of excess supply, and demand is very flat because of very slow global growth. So we have more than enough just based on economics. It's going to be politically driven. So it's going to be a trader's heaven, and that's exactly what you're seeing. When things calm down in the Middle East, the price will drop.
From trader's heaven to flipper's heaven, maybe, because we're tracking the latest housing data, the Case-Shiller numbers from January out, and they were up 4.6%. What do you think about that?
Well, the housing market is beginning to recover, but you're not seeing a huge pickup because of one key thing. The new buyer simply can't get in yet, and everybody is able to move on up when you can sell the home. The new buyer, the first-time buyer, is still having trouble getting credit, but there is encouraging evidence that things are beginning to loosen a little bit. Extra coins in the jeans for the American consumer means that that first-time home buyer may start looking alive and getting into it.
Speaking about those consumers, how confident do you think people are? We'll get the latest read on consumer confidence in just a few minutes.
Consumer confidence is going to be all over the place. Right now, it's pretty positive simply because of good news on job gains. But the question is, can they be maintained? We're going to see a huge numbers of mergers and acquisitions in the United States this year, bigger than since 2007. Every time you get mergers and acquisitions, you see layoffs, consolidation. That's how they pay for it. When you see an expansion of the economy, the job situation looks good. But again, the layoffs are going to be a problem this year.
Julie Neiman from Smith Moore & Company. Thanks for coming to Marketplace.
You bet.
One of the biggest names in pop is diving into the world of streaming music, a sector that's currently dominated by the likes of Pandora and Spotify. The new service is called Tidal, as in Tidal Wave, and has the brains and big bucks backing of rapper Jay-Z, not to mention a host of celebrity supporters, too. It also claims to offer better quality sound. Even so, industry watcher Ian Schur, the executive editor at CNET, says Jay-Z's star power alone may not be enough to crack into a tough business.
There's one thing he brings that the rest of them don't, and that is him. Judging by the people who are hyping this on social media, Kanye West and a few others, those are really popular people. And one of the things that it seems they're going to do is that they're going to actually put out their music ahead of when it's available on Spotify. So if I really got to hear the latest music from Beyonce, I'm going to have to go to this first. That could be compelling. People love to be the first to hear things.
That's Ian Schur, executive editor at CNET. Studies show if you want to become rich, Silicon Valley is the place to be. It offers the best chance in the U.S. of moving to the top of the income ladder. As part of a series we're doing with the BBC, our partner, Marketplace's David Weinberg, has the latest installment of Six Routes to Riches.
Christine Holst teaches geometry and pre-calculus at Pioneer High School in San Jose, California, the largest city in Silicon Valley. And lately, she's been worried about one of her students, who's really stressed out. He even asked her for advice.
Because I just want my students to do the best that they can do and not comparing each other. But then we live in this area where how do we not compare? How do we not look at the house next to us compared to our own?
You get the sense, just being in Holst's classroom, that she has the ability to make pre-calculus fun. The walls are covered in homemade posters that are part inside joke, part math lesson.
This is where I want to serve the community. And what's sad to me is that I can't serve my community and feel like I can live in my community. I feel like it has to be one or the other.
Holst and her husband, a sound engineer, have a young daughter. They make between $7,000 and $8,000 a month. But that's not nearly enough to buy a home here. Derica Mearns is executive director of Working Partnerships USA, a community labor organization just up the road from Pioneer High School. They recently issued a cost of living report on Silicon Valley.
You need to earn about $140,000 a year to buy a house, a median price house. So home ownership is a real question in the future economy.
A future economy where traditional middle-class families could get squeezed out. Data from the report showed that the vast majority of job growth was at the bottom.
What we know is that for every tech job created, there are 4 additional jobs in the regional economy created. What's unknown or not talked about is what the quality of those other 4 jobs are and who gets those jobs.
Christine Holst genuinely loves her job, but her salary isn't enough to have the traditional middle-class life that she expected.
I am very grateful to live in this area. I think it has a lot to offer, but there's not a lot of peace here. And it's not that I need to get away from my job. I love my students and everything, but it's just the pressures of this area to do well and to succeed that I find challenging. And so everywhere were like the Silicon Valley, it would make me sad.
That's an especially harsh reality for Holst, who grew up in the Valley. Her family's here, and she'd like to stay. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
For more on the 6 Routes to Riches series, check out marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Matt Nesto with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.